In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Dear faithful St. Paul Epistle, today he calls Jesus' teaching when he said, love your enemy, do good to those who hate you. This is hard to do, because it's difficult for us to love those who made bad actions toward us, and we are tempted to say, well, Jesus is God, so he is able to forgive, but I cannot. Sometimes we are also tempted to think that God doesn't do his job very well, and that we would be more able to use a whip in order to chastise a world which does not believe in God and fight against him. But it's not up to us to punish sinners. God is better able to judge them because he knows all things. He knows all circumstances of every sin and event. We cannot read the hearts of others, but God can. We have difficulty forgiving others because of the pain we feel for an injury received. We suffer, and our resentment harms us even more deeply. Forgiveness means the pardon of an offense. When we forgive, we discover the value and beneficial results of forgiveness. When we establish peace with others, we find that we are at peace with ourselves. To motivate our efforts in this regard, we should remember that our prayers and sacrifices to God are not acceptable to him if we are not reconciled with others. The more we forgive, the more we will be forgiven. This morning, each of us is in the skin of the leper. We are covered with injuries in the skin of our heart. Against that, the only efficient medicine is forgiveness. We need to be healed, and only Jesus can cure this leprosy. Relational brokenness is a fact of existence. The outcome of this brokenness, however, is up to us. It's determined by how we choose to respond to it, for it can make us either bitter or better. So it is not to say that forgiveness is easy, is always easy, depending on the depth of the wound inflicted, it can be extremely difficult and take a great deal of time, effort, and prayers. At times, it can be even be one of the most difficult things we do. Yet, our Lord does not make exceptions on a case-by-case basis. We must forgive. Our Lord was no stranger to strife. Not only was he hunted and persecuted by the religious authorities of his day, culminating in the cruel rejection of the cross, but he was also scorned and mocked by a great deal of the people who should have been his most devoted followers. Moreover, his disciples were constantly arguing about the most petty things. Though they were grown men, they frequently acted more like quarrelsome children. Despite this constant relational turmoil, Jesus forgave with patience and love. Dear parishioners, forgiveness is so essential that Christ tells us that we will not be forgiven by God if we do not forgive. The degree of mercy we receive is in exact proportion to the amount of mercy we extend. If we want God to forgive us without end, we must forgive without end. Do not expect great clemency if you will not extend it yourself. As the Lord has forgiven you, says St. Paul, so you also must forgive. We all crave the benefit of the doubt from others. We all want others to forgive us and see the good intentions behind our actions. And we enter in the confessional time after time, expecting full forgiveness and mercy from God from our sins and wickedness. Yet despite these expectations, we so often judge others severely, hold petty grudges, and think the worst of everyone. It's simply wrong. It's all about communion. Forgiveness is all about communion. Communion is not just another word for receiving the Eucharist, though the Eucharist is indeed the fullest expression of communion on earth. Communion means participating in the life of another, sharing in that life so intimately that your happiness is bound up in theirs, that you become part of each other's existence. As Catholics, we are called to communion both horizontally and vertically, with God and with our neighbor. We are called to commune with the divine life, to share in the life of the Trinity in love. It's tremendous truth. But it does not end there. We are also called to commune with our neighbor in love. Who is our neighbor? That person right in front of us, no matter how annoying or hurtful they may be. Dear friends, unforgiveness is a poison. It is a poison that severs communion. It destroys everything. It destroys the very relationships, horizontal and vertical, for which we were made. And that is why we are called to forgive. For just Has God restored communion with us by forgiving our sins? We must restore communion with Him and with our neighbor by forgiving those who have hurt us. Forgiveness restores communion. It breathes life into what is dead. It restores and heals what is broken. In that sense, it is one of the most holy and God-like things we can do. Let us resolve to always have hearts full of forgiveness. For he who extends great mercy without end will receive it in the same measure. At least, let us have hearts full of desire of forgiveness, full of the desire of reconciliation. And on time, when we will be ready, God will give us the grace to forgive. We can tell Jesus directly, Jesus, up until now, I have not been able to forgive this or that evil which I have endured. I know it's like leprosy in my soul, but I have the faith of the centurion, and I am convinced that you, Jesus, can bring peace and the strength of forgiveness. The forgiveness I have not been able to give, Jesus, please shape it in my soul, and then I will be cured. I will be healed. I will be freed of the weight of this resentment. If we never forget that Jesus is near us, we will be strong enough to do what is right. Under all circumstances, if we remember his presence, looking at his face, his grace will always be a glance of his eyes resting upon us and healing us from all our spiritual diseases. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.